Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Lawrence Carnell is joining us. He is the chief meteorologist from CRON 4 and the Emmy Award-winning meteorologist, by the way. And by the way, we were just talking about this because, look, you're pointing to a green screen here. There's a lot of talent, and you got to have TV presence, and you got to know what you're talking about. So that's you're multidimensional, multi-talented up there on TV.
Well, hey guys, good to talk to you.
Yeah,
today.
You too.
I don't know about multi-talented, but that darn green screen, I think that of anything else that I've done in my career, it's probably the most difficult. It's more difficult than trying to forecast the weather because you're like trying to point at something that's not even there. And it just throws you. And, of course, you've got all these thoughts going through your mind where you're trying to explain this really complex science and boil it down to nothing. And then you got that darn green screen where it's like trying to point exactly to something in a mirror and your finger kind of wanders all over the place. It's not easy.
No, you are talented. You pull it off. I got to find out the name of this guy. When I was growing up in Buffalo, we get Toronto TV, and he would write backwards. You didn't have the technology you have today.
Oh.
He would actually write on the screen, and he had to write backwards for the audience to see it, and it was amazing. He had great penmanship, and he wrote backwards. I'm like, dear Lord, maybe he's dyslexic. I don't know. He's
yeah, those guys are next level. Some of the things those guys did without the technology we have today.
I'll get your name before we're done.
Incredible.
All right, for the purposes of our audience, a sports audience, and a football game, which we play outdoors, Sunday night at 5:20, Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara, California, Mr. Carnell.
Oh, my goodness.
What do we expect it to be? What's going to be going on?
This is going to be like old-fashioned football. This is going to be a good old mud bowl. In fact, if you're headed out to that game, you better pack on all your weather gear. I say forget the umbrellas. Those things are just going to blow away. I say try and wear a waterproof jacket and waterproof pants and some boots. This thing, I was just looking at the forecast, and what's amazing about these, what we call atmospheric river events, and we used to call them the Pineapple Express, and I don't know what happened a couple of years ago. We started to get a lot more technical, but this is going to latch on to all the subtropical moisture, and it takes a fetch of moisture all the way from the Hawaiian Islands and pumps it right up in the Bay Area. So Your clouds are laden with all this incredible amounts of rain to drop, and it is going to be moving in right at game time. So I was looking at a close forecast for precipitation and right there at the stadium, and I think during the game, I think you could see maybe 3/4 inch, maybe an inch of rainfall. That is a lot of rain in a short amount of time.
Lawrence Carnell is joining us from CRON 4, and we're talking about Sunday. It's supposed to be, and I'm looking at your Twitter page right now, the biggest storm we've seen in a long time. So the biggest storm in how long?
You know, I was talking to the guys on the set about this last night, and I've been doing the weather a long time here in the Bay Area. I'm pretty old. I'm just about as old as the hills, but I can't remember a bigger October storm than the one we have coming our way on Sunday. So this is no joke.
Wow.
This is going to be an historic storm. It'll be a probably record-breaking storm. And not only the rain, I think for football, I mean, these guys are going to have to put on the long cleats, but I think the wind is going to be a huge factor. I think the winds are going to be sustained probably 20 to 30 miles an hour, and you're going to have gusts to 40 maybe plus. So I don't know the velocity of those guys. Garoppolo's throwing the ball or Wentz is throwing the ball, but it's going to be a tough day to throw that ball. I think you're going to see a lot of ground and pound.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Wow. Which leads to, if the rain's coming straight down, that's one thing. But if it's coming down sideways, then you got a problem because the wind comes into play. And this term, and I forgot about the Pineapple Express. I like that one. That's a good one. Nor'easter they have in the Northeast for their storms. The fire hose rain. What exactly is fire? I know the concept of opening up a fire hose, but what are we looking at when you call it fire hose rain? I love that term.
When they're starting to talk about that, they're talking about the interaction really of the jet stream. The jet stream is really that area of wind in the upper atmosphere that really guides these storms. And it's only about 50 miles to about 100 miles wide. But where that sets up, it kind of acts like a fire hose. If you turn on a fire hose full blast, that thing is just wiggling through the air if nobody's holding on to it. That's kind of like the jet stream in the atmosphere. And if that thing comes pointing your way, you get blasted. And it's coming our way this weekend, starting on Sunday, at least in the North Bay, to begin with in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I think that storm is moving right in about game time on Sunday afternoon.
Lawrence Carnot is joining us from Cron 4. Absolutely great information. Is one of the bigger storms in a long time is going to happen on Sunday. Just so, because we're both on the air on Sunday, what can we call this? Because some people were tweeting it earlier, calling it biblical rain. Pop is like in this fire hose rain. How would you term this storm in a nice, tidy way so we can sound smart on Sunday?
Oh my gosh, you guys are going to say, I listen to you guys a lot. You guys sound smart already, but
no, you haven't listened very long.
if you guys want to sound smart, no, this is going to be really, if you guys want to get into it, the technical word is atmospheric river.
Atmospheric river.
I like that one, right? Yeah. Make a note of that.
Rain from the tropics. Hey, the good news is, it's not going to be a cold rain. You guys are going to be in the 60s out there, so you've got that going for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. I like sports a lot. I'm not that into weather, but I always wanted to try. Now, we did this in school where, you pretend to be a weatherman. But the meteorologist part, Lawrence, is hard. How do you become a meteorologist? What kind of schooling does that entail?
Well, usually you want to get at least a Bachelor of Science in meteorology. That'll certainly help out and get you on the road. But it's so much calculus and physics and chemistry. I mean, it's a lot of work. The irony is I have, in my whole career, I've never once used calculus while I'm at my station. You take all these mathematics and you take them to all these high levels, but all the computer models do the calculus for you. I've just used some basic algebra and things to calculate out some stuff. So, but it's one of those fields that it is never, and you can never learn enough. And that's what makes it so much fun for me, because I'm constantly learning every year, every day. I'm learning something new and trying to figure out exactly what Mother Nature's throwing at us. And that's what keeps me really interested, because if it was the same every day, I think I'd be doing something else by now.
Isn't this one of the more interesting places to do weather with all the microclimates, it would seem?
Yes, it's so hard. I mean, it's like in a summer day, you can have fog in Pacifica and it's 50 degrees and, 30 miles away in Livermore, it's 105. Right. And I try to explain that to people across the country, other meteorologists, and they're like, what are you talking about? How do you forecast that? But it does. It has its all of those little nuances, all the little microclimates, the little canyons, and really the models are not good enough to figure out all that stuff. So you really have to kind of learn your skill as a forecaster to be able to handle all those different types of weather around the Bay Area.
All right, Google Dave Duvall, CFTO Toronto. And it would be like a glass screen that he would stand behind. And for the audience to see it, he had to write backwards. Just now, your green screen is hard, but you try writing backwards and do what you do.
I could never do that.
Dave Duvall's the guy.
Hey, remember they used to stick the sunshines up on the wall too, or the big rain glass. Yeah, way back in the day.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
We're not going to do that. We're going fire hose on Sunday night.
We're going fire
atmospheric
hose.
River. Right. Yeah. Atmospheric river.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I got it.
Awesome stuff. Lawrence, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We're sorry for my caller. Don't hold it against us. We appreciate the time and the insight. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, he's a great guy. You'd be nice to Mike. He's just a super guy and a great sports producer.
He is. Absolutely. Thanks so much.
See you tonight on Front 4.
You got it.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, sure. Lawrence.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.